Praise you, the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sweet fellowship we are having with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Blessed be the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, we knew ourselves right before the world began. When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy,
Amen.
I knew ourselves. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. Now, as we now I open the word of God now to read the word of the Lord, Father, bless your word. As we read, in Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and even the household of faith is where the Lord dwelleth. The church is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and the Lord gave us certain things to do about our body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So this morning, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our divine healing obligation, praise the Lord, our divine healing obligation, we are obligated to know that it is the will of God that we be healed. Amen.
Amen.
Our divine healing obligation, we are obligated to do that, to know that it is the will of God for us to be healed. Well, we know this, having doubts as to whether it is God's will to heal us is a definite blockage to receiving healing. The only way we have cause to have faith is because God has already revealed his will in this matter to all of his children. Some believers, they think it is valid to ask like that leper that asked the Lord. You know, he has had the Lord did many miracles. In Matthew chapter 8, the Lord coming back from the mount of where he gave so many sermons on the mount and so on, that and he has heard about the Lord and so on. That leper, he was sure the Lord had the ability to heal him. But he wasn't sure if it was God's will to heal him. Because he had so many miracles that the Lord did, right? So he was knew that the Lord can heal him, but he wasn't sure if it was God's will to heal him. Then he asked the Lord, and so if he can if he heal him and so on. That is in Matthew 8 anyway. So the Lord answered to that man, that leper, said to it for that leper, not only him, but for all men. The Lord said in Matthew 8:3, I will be thou clean. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So right here, he expressed his will, not only for the leper, for all men of all ages. He will. Not to talk of his, of his children. And usually, brethren, when we are praying and things like that, to the Lord and so on, be careful of using the word if. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. If he be thy will, the leper said, be thy will. Be careful of using the word if. Because most of the time, it introduces doubt.
Mm-hmm.
As if you don't know what God's will is and so on. That leper you can't blame because he didn't know. But you and I can't say we don't. So the prayer of faith has no ifs in it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A prayer of faith, why? We have no if, because before he can pray, he has a promise of God, right? So he knew it is the will of God already. No point putting if be that will, right? So for every prayer we make, in accordance with within us, let us find a promise of God for that thing you are asking God for. So when you know the promise of God, there will be no point for putting if, right? So I don't say there will not be a time, but 99% of the time, if it's talking about doubt and a prayer of faith, we have no if in it, because we know what we are praying for is already the will of God. So when of course, New Testament in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things, above all things, the Lord said, God Almighty, he knew the price he paid for our healing, amen? He knew the price he paid for our redemption, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Ultimate price, no greater love has a man than this, that he did that exact for his friends, right? So he said above that you should prosper and we should be in hell. So that they are settling for us, that it's God's will, so it shouldn't be any doubt in our heart. And of course, in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes Ye were healed. I like that phrase. You were already healed 2,000 years ago. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, ye were healed. Did he make a mistake there? He put it in past tense, right? So ye were healed. Talking about our divine healing obligation. God has done his part, right? We have a part to play. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like anything of God, I have a part to play. You have a part to play. So our divine healing obligation, you are healed. So just accept it. It's what the Bible is saying here. Accept it and so on that, you know. Now that's what it is now. So we are obligated to know that it is God's way to heal us. In fact, we are already healed. That is the thing. Just have to accept it and so on. Best of heart and sister just specify just in that. Now, we are obligated to prepare our hearts. Where we need healing, right? We are obligated to prepare our hearts to receive. Praise the Lord. What I'm talking about. A very common reason why people fail to receive deliverance is because they do not prepare their hearts, to take time to get the word of God in their hearts. They want to be prayed for us, you know, which is a good thing and so on, but you know, if you prepare your heart before you are prayed for, then it's easier to receive. Praise the Lord. So you have to prepare your heart. So that's why, because that's how faith comes, right? When you are being prayed for, then you need faith to receive what has been prayed for. And that's why in Romans 10:17 we are taught, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the Lord went to his own city of Nazareth to be preaching deliverance. He has his headquarters in Capernaum, as far as we know, because that was a cross. I mean, that city has crossroads in it. Trade routes where I can meet so many, he put it there, he can meet so many people, he can meet so many people and so on. One time he had to go to his own country of Nazareth. The Bible told us that when he got there, he could not do many mighty works in there. That's what the Bible says in Mark 6, about the 5th verse. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he lay his hands upon a few folk and healed them. Why? Because you are questioning the Lord. Isn't this the carpenter you are thinking? You know, that's the magistrate of Jesus and so on. The mother of, the son of Mary, they don't know who he was and so on. Anyway, because of that, he couldn't do many mighty works. Right there, even in his own country, because of their unbelief and so on. So anyway, so as we are believing the Lord, anytime something comes to us, we want to get healed from the Lord, we take our time to read and listen to the word of God and prepare our hearts, you know, for the Lord and so on, that you know. And the Lord will truly bring deliverance. So always let us prepare our hearts when we need anything. Like anything we need from the Lord, prepare our hearts to receive. We are obligated to confess our faults that we will be healed. That's in the book of James chapter 5. I'm just going to read the plain scripture. We may not need this one today, we may need it tomorrow. You know, it is the word of God. Once in a while in the church, we have to tell ourselves about what really belongs to us in the plan of redemption. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have to, it was made for us. You know, the Lord paid a great price for this thing and so on. We have to remind ourselves what they are, you know, and take an advantage of them. You see? So you have to stand your ground. Praise God. Amen. So we are obligated to confess our faults that we'll be healed if need be. That is in James 5:13. I want to see a couple of them here. If any among you afflicted, let him pray. God, this is God's medicine, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the medical world, but this is God's medicine, amen. Amen. So, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Therefore, since we are going, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God is writing in the epistle to Christians. Amen?
Amen.
That's unwritten to unbelievers. Praise the Lord Jesus. So this is really God's medicine for people and so on, you know. So, and that's what you think is always overlooked, you know, by many, many Christians and so on. The Bible says that pray one for another that he may be healed, right? Confess your fault and then to another, but he will be healed. You know, so now I put a small testimony here as I go along here, because it's good to testify, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Many, many years ago, that is today, that I think I was talking about, I was sick almost unto death. Amen?
Amen.
I can remember my mother-in-law, she made one statement that it's like hope was given up. See what I'm saying? That's how bad it was, you know? And then came this scripture to my heart. Tell me about two or three brothers just having this same scripture, amen? I think my organs were failing. That's all I can tell, you know. I mean, organs were failing and so on. You know, my doctor said, just like to see, maybe I was a Christian. You have to go and call upon your God. That's a challenge. I have a living God, amen. Praise the Lord. That is a challenge. I have a living God. Truly, I say, okay, James 5, call about two or three brothers together in my house as it's religion. So that, you know. Kneel down there and praise God. And any who couldn't walk for many years. Then my wife made a statement in that prayer meeting. Maybe she knew he quoted. He said, this is Egyptian that we see, we shall never see it anymore.
Amen.
In that prayer meeting. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It's so standing upon the word of God.
Amen.
We have to remind ourselves about these things because it is God's medicine, you know, and so on. What we will be testifying and so on, that, you know. So from that day onward, in fact, all the medication I was doing at that time, I just abandoned them. I was about, you know, one time that to carry me from the office to the house, I can't even begin to name it. It was just so terrible, amen? It went for months until the revelation came. Glory be to God, amen?
Yeah.
And we are bragging on Jesus, amen?
Yeah.
Not about myself, not about anything. We are bragging about the Lord Jesus Christ. Our great giver, the Jehovah Rapha. Praise God. Now, amen, the Almighty God. So, anyway, God's word is true, you know. So, anyway, even David, you know, said in one place, Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me, he said. But so that's what we are saying. That's what the Bible is saying. The New Testament too. If you at any fault, I mean, we have an antidote for that. I'll come to it later. We do not to be pinned down by the devil, by any kind of accusation of the devil. It's accusation of the brethren. We know that. So even the New Testament, David said, if I had it, in my heart, said the Lord will not hear me. So, but look at what he says. He was confident, you know. He cleared up his mind. You know, that's how he said the next verse and so on. But verily, God has heard me, he said. He has attended to the prayer of the voice of my prayer. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So he said, bless the God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor is mercy for me. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you can tell to the Old Testament, how much more the New Testament, established upon better promises. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we may add, let me say this one here, because Satan is a tricky person. He's a subtle fellow, right? You know. So, the Bible says that not everything not every sickness is as a result of a sin. We know that, you know. So we know in the chapter 9 of the book of John, there was that man that was born blind, right? Disciples are quick. That is the order of the day, right? When somebody is sick, they think he committed sin and so on. Lord, did this man, you know, why was this man born blind? You know, if it was his mother or his father or that he was born blind, the Lord said, neither this man, in John 9:3, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that we put a click here. Right? I can get many Christians that way too, you know. So we have to know that and so on. Even of Job, in the Old Testament, it was written of Job that he was taken with sickness, right? And the Bible says that in Job 1:1, of him, the testimony of Job, was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Praise the Lord. So Satan can't lodge any kind of accusation or not to come and pin us down for anything. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we know that. So another thing, we are obligated to set a time for receiving our healing if we are sick. Amen. Set a time. And I give scripture here. Set a time for deliverance instead of continually placing it in the indefinite future. See? Instead of always saying, God is going to heal me, take time with the word of God, amen? And say, like David said in Psalm 30 verse 2, O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. What prophesying? Because by time we were healed, past tense, right? So, prophesy back to that, you know, and the Bible says, we were healed back with his stripes and something like that, you know. So instead of saying, oh, you're going to heal me, no, no, no. By whose stripes I was healed. You know, like I read before, David knew the secret, he has healed me, he said. And the Lord said in Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, the time element, what's the time element now? In our prayer, not only for healing, for anything you want from the Lord, that's a tiny element to it and so on. And it's hidden in Mark 11:24, which we all know. And therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when? Time element, right? When you pray, that's a time element, right? You put a time in there when you receive it. When you pray, see, believe that you receive them and you shall have them, amen? That goes for anything you need from God. It's not when you see it, not when you feel it, amen? Praise the Lord. Time element. So set the time. So when you make your prayer, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them without fail. So there comes a time when we must take, our stand, believing that God has done the work. Amen? You just put your feet down and say, God has done it. You know? This result may not be visibly manifest in that moment you are declaring it, but that does not matter. Amen? Doesn't matter. Whether you hit or not, doesn't matter, and so on, you know. And the fig tree that the Lord calls is a great lesson to us, and so on. When the Lord calls that fig tree, nothing seems to happen, you know, in the physical world. Like the disciples didn't see anything, and so on, that, you know. We know the story of that one, and so on. But it happened already when the Lord said, it died for the root, and so on, that, you know. That's what the Lord was teaching us there, you know. So, yeah, you know. So, in case of healing, there will be physical symptoms that may last for a long time. We must not doubt, you see, you know, but rather rebuke Satan, amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, you see. Look at those disciples and so on, you know, they are still saying, oh, the tree was still fresh and so on, but yet, when the Lord spoke the word, he died from the root and so on. So, and just as a sinner, must set a time in which he believes God for salvation, so the sick person must set a time when he receives his healing, time element. And it's still hidden there. When you pray, believe. And the Bible says, it shall be done. Now, another thing we must do is this. We are obligated to be, not to be spiritually slothful. You know? We are obligated not to be spiritually slothful. I'm talking about our divine healing obligation. God has done his part, right? We were healed 2,000 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your path and my path. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. To receive what belongs unto us and to enjoy it. So, one of them is that, not to be spiritually slothful. What do I mean? We must have sufficient desire to get an answer from God. Amen? You must be desperate. Where I want to use the word desperate. You must be determined. Praise the Lord. Amen. Like even any other thing we want from the Lord, you must be determined. Desire to really have it and so on. And the Lord said in Mark 11:24 again, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. See, that's what God desire. Very, very important. You know, the Lord doesn't play with words, right? What things soever ye desire. When ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Without faith, he says so, shall receive them. So, in the days of King Asa, talking about desire now, even back to the Old Testament, that word desire is very, very important. You must want it. I always sing one song that, I don't know who sang that song, Unbelievers. You can have it if you really want it, right? That's what they sing, right? Even if they want. You can have it if you really want it. You know, so, you know what, I know that song when I used to, in my uncle's place in Nigeria, I used to take him to work, he lived in the same house. He had that, he's a safe person, he used to play that song and so, you know. I said, that is close to the word of God. Anyway, strong desire is very, very important, you know. And we should decide what wants for God, be decided and so on. So King Asa in his days, talking about desire now, in 2 Chronicles 15, he was king over Judah, right? And Israel has done certain things and so on, and they turn over to the Lord. Talking about desire in 2 Chronicles 15:12. So Judah, they enter into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Look at the next verse. Verse 15 rather. And all Judah sought him with their whole desire. That way I'm going. Notice it's in the Second Chronicles, the 15th chapter, the 15th verse. With their whole desire. I mean, determination and desire and something like that, you know. And then he was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. So we must not let hindrances and difficulties discourage us from getting deliverance, but be determined that we will not be denied. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, yielding ourselves completely to God so that he can show us and lead us in his perfect way. Putting the Lord, of course, in our lives, you know, nothing should be put ahead of him. So, and he already told us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We are already doing that by the grace of God, and all these things shall be added unto us. So, we must be not slothful spiritually speaking, but a strong determination, strong desire to take a hold of the promise of God. One more thing I put here. We are obligated to remember that healing may come gradually. See? It may come gradually. What do I mean? Because the Lord, when he was ministering here, they had a unique anointing upon him. In Acts chapter 8, we are told how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and so on with the Holy Ghost and power. So he had a unique anointing when he was ministering here and so forth. So most of his healing that he did took place immediately, instantaneously, most of them, almost all of them, most of them. But the Lord did not want the people to get the impression that this is the only way that they could be healed. I'm going to see that now. So, and I see, you know, so that it takes a long time, so that I see the miracle, right? Some of the greatest miracles that the Lord wrought, you know, took place immediately as he spoke the word. We know that. And why this is true, I put this on here. Most of the miracles of Christ occurred, yes, by the spoken word, but not all of them. Let me bring out two of them to illustrate. In Luke 17, you know, the 10 lepers, you know, they cry unto the Lord, Jesus and so on, Master, Jesus and so on, have mercy upon us. Then the Lord said something in Luke 17, say, go show yourself unto the lepers. He gave the word, right? Go show yourself unto the lepers. So, and the scripture says later, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Talking about, don't assume why it will be instantaneous, you can see it right away, but there may be a lag, a delay. Doesn't mean that it doesn't take place, it happened, but so that's what I'm talking about now. As they went, they were cleansed. Apparently what happened there? There was no immediate evidence of healing when they started to go and see the high priest, right? There was nothing they see, and so they just obeyed the Lord and so on, you know. And so, however, they obeyed the Lord's command. And when they were going, so along the way, see, Bible says they were cleansed. Their faith to accept the word of the Lord brought deliverance. Even though at first, they could see no change whatsoever. That's one instance where you must understand that healing they come gradually. It occurs when the Lord spoke the word. When you accept God's word, it is working. So don't be discouraged. Now, another one is this. The healing of the nobleman's child in the John chapter 4, you know, and some of that, you know. So his first healing miracle, he not perform. I call it the first recorded healing miracle. And in the Bible, I mean, in the second miracle, really. But the first healing one, the first miracle that we see open there was the miracle of the Cana of Galilee, water into wine, right? So, but this one was the first recorded healing miracle because he did so many, many things that no book can contain what that he did, right? So let's praise the Lord. So let's talk about that miracle and see that if there's a delay in there. And so in John chapter 4:48, so and the man came to the Lord and so on, his child was so sick, even unto death and something like that, you know. And the Lord told the man in verse 48 of John 4, except ye see that word see, signs and wonders, ye will not believe. See? This can be paraphrased like this. Will you believe? Even if your boy is not instantly made whole, will you believe? And I will say what the Lord said. The Lord said that way. Say, you know, he said, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. So you can say that, well, will you believe? Even if your son or your boy is not instantly, you know, made good. Like I said, what the Lord was doing was here. The Lord was thereby teaching a faith that is built upon something stronger than signs and wonders. And what is that? Faith built upon the word of God. Praise the Lord. See, that's right. So he was preaching, I was teaching a faith, not built on just signs and wonders alone, but upon the word of God. So anyway, the Lord decided to establish faith in the heart of the disciples and all of us today, a faith that rested upon the word of God. He wanted to impress this upon the disciples and upon every one of us. At his ministry, the very first healing that was recorded, the Lord made it to, you know, he spoke this and that, you know. The nobleman, of course, he first hesitated because he said in verse 49, "Sir, come down here, my child died. Before my child died, come here." But so, you know, that, you know. But later on, I mean, he accepted the word of the Lord. You see, if you look at the rest of the verses, and because of the importance of this, I want to read about the 50 to 53rd verse, how there was a little delay, but doesn't mean a denial happened when the Lord said, "Go." Jesus says unto him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. That the lepers went their way, right? As they were going, they were made whole, right? And this man had the word of Jesus, the same way you and I hear the word of the word today, by whose stripes you are healed, right? The same thing, the same word of God, right? So, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "That's not leave it." The same word the Lord said to the man, so that, you know. Then he inquired he of them the hour, not when he began to mend. Amen. And he said unto him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the silver left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, "That son liveth," and himself believed. And watch this now, and his whole house. So we see what are we talking about here. The nobleman understood from the words of our Lord Jesus Christ that no spectacular manifestation might take place, but that the child will get well anyway because of the word of the Lord. So it should be noted that although the healing to the outward eye was gradual, as we saw that thing and so on, but the scripture says later in the 54th verse, nevertheless, it's a miracle, whether it is slowly or gradually or instantaneous, a miracle is a miracle, amen? Because the man was healed, eh? Praise God. So we should not be looking at timing and so on, that, you know, once you have heard the word of God, that's when you receive it and so on, that, you know. I told in John 4:54, this again is the second miracle. Meaning, after the wine turned to, water turned to wine, a second miracle, but the first miracle of healing, really. He called it a miracle there, right? Even though it was gradual in that sense and something that, you know. So let us have that point in our mind. So thank God, when you, just like you ask God, when you pray, believe, that it is said and so on. Now let's look at another thing that will be. We are obligated to know how to keep our healing. So when you are healed too, we should know how to keep our healing. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are sent to the Bible for that too, you know. So we are to constantly be aware that our work in this world is a warfare against Satan. We all know in Ephesians 6, so I won't go, I'll be reading that. So your work in this world as a Christian, my work in this world as a Christian, we are attacked all the time by the devil and so on. It is a joke, you know. So, in many areas, we are attacked spiritually, we are attacked mentally, we attack physically and assault from the enemy. So we have to know that, as the Bible says, not be ignorant of his devices, right? He has so many devices and so on, to be aware of this and so on. We are never to relax our watchfulness and take for granted that all will just go well. For there is an unseen foe who contests our progress at every step. So this has been revealed over the year. We'll do some research and just bring them out here this morning. So anyway, but praise God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to do God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 says that. And then, and in all these things, the Bible says, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8, 37. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, strengthen us. Philippians 4, 13. The Bible says and so on. So, knowing these things and so on, we are being prayed on every side and so on. We take our ground. One of the ways to keep our healing is that way and so on. Now, nonetheless, until the Lord comes, let us be aware of this. And that is a song that they used to sing, all those old songwriters and so on. Christians seek not yet repose, right? Praise the Lord. That's right. So nonetheless, we know, until the Lord comes, the price of continued victory is that of eternal vigilance. Amen?
Amen.
Always be vigilant. Praise the Lord Jesus. Be vigilant and so on, that you know. So even when we receive a miracle, and even everything the Lord does for us, wash out, amen? Praise the Lord. Satan is mad and so on, that you know. So the greater the miracle, the greater the test may come to us. But thank God we had the victory all the time through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are to follow the Lord's instructions in Luke 21:36. It should be, watch here for, like he said, and pray always. So let us be vigilant all the time when we have the victory, to keep the victory. Victory over an enemy depends in some measure upon the knowledge of the wiles and cunning of the adversary. For one, it should be for harm, right? So God has warned us. Bible says, arm yourself with these truths. I don't know what you're saying. Say, arm yourself with these things, right? So we are warned, let us arm ourselves with the word of God. We should know and realize that sin or even carelessness, will break down the edge that God has placed upon us. Talking about how to keep our healing when we are received from the Lord, right? Now, even carelessness, can break this and something that, has to be very careful. Your body is the house you live in. You are spirit, soul, and body. And your body is the house you live. I'm seeing your house where you live. You, I can't see you. You are a spirit, right? Just like God is a spirit, right? And you have a soul and you have a body, So, and you are a custodian of this body. And the Bible says we're not our own, right? We are the Lord's, right? Something I can do with our life. Because you belong to the Lord, you can't do what you want with this, your body. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You are a custodian, you are a caretaker of this body. God trusts you to take care of this body. Amen. So let us be careful and not be careless with this body and so on, because we are not our own. Anyway, if you are careless, that can break down the edge that God has placed around us. The scripture indicates that directly or indirectly, sickness in general is caused by satanic oppression of one form or another. I don't say all sicknesses, but directly or indirectly, oppression of the devil is what sickness is really, and so on. Anyway, and that's why in Acts 10:38, the Lord said this, God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Is what I'm talking about here, and so Satan is the oppressor, the Lord Jesus is the deliverer, amen, all the time. Praise the Lord. These are the things we do, to keep our healing. So we also read in Luke 11, talking about we have to be watchful when we have been delivered. In the Luke 11, the Lord talked about, let me read that scripture to us quickly. Luke 24, talk of a man that was possessed of the devil and so on. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return unto my house whence I come out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, and seeketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last seat of that man is worse than the first. So God is just warning us there that we should not be careless, especially after we have been delivered from one thing or the other, should not be careless with our life and so on, we should fill our life with spiritual things of the Lord. You see, So that was he talking to us about there and so on. After deliverance, instruction, in the word of God, I mean, our faithful obedience to the word of God is very, very imperative. Let us be aware of that. Not only in our healing, in our health, any vision you have in this world, be on the watch out, you know, and so that the enemy doesn't take advantage of us. You know, that, you know. Now, we are obligated to know that we will face temptation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. That I know. We are going to face temptation. What am I talking about here? It is to be expected that the devil will come back to tempt a Christian. Even on our salvation, he does it. You know, we can begin from that. You know, from our salvation, he will come to tempt a Christian on the reality of his experience after he's saved. Almost every, I mean, on that time. Even, anyway, I got to that one. So even of our Lord Jesus Christ, so the Bible says his servant not above his master, right? So every Christian that will come to them and try them and tell them by the reality of their salvation. And he has even deceived many and said they are no longer saved and so on. And many just, you know, so. Now the thing is this, even to the Lord Jesus Christ, about three times in the Bible, Matthew 4:3, the temptation, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, that is a great temptation. I mean, you know, as about to know, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone become bread. Another one, verse 6, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down from this place and so on, that, you know, even on the cross, by the mouth of people. Here's what they say, the same thing in Matthew 27:40. If thou be the Son of God, come down from that cross. You know? What I'm saying is this. So, we are here. We are all, you know, to know that you face temptation on any ground and so on, that's wrath of God. So don't be discouraged. So, as I said, the point I'm making is this. Satan tempts men and cast doubt on the reality of their salvation and the healing of their souls. Even so, he tries to bring into question the reality of the healing of their bodies. See? And, you know, he will seek to produce symptoms. He will do it in the body or the person or a child of God who has been healed. If we let him, he will do that too, you know. If the individual accepts the evil suggestion, it came as a thought, right? You know, I know. Then, he will be open through the doubt for the affliction to return. However, if you take your stand and reject the devil's advances and stand upon the word of God and so on, that you know, then you know you will keep your healing or your victory, whatever it is. Praise the Lord Jesus. So that what you do after victory, what you have to do, not to lose what you have gotten, not only healing, whatever God gives to you, you have to take your ground because you're going to be tempted. You know, so we know it by now anyway. So, but we have to be perfect in all this as we go along in this journey. So, and so that being that and so on that, you know. So anyway, if it is to the Lord Jesus Christ, how much about you and I, or your healing, or anything like that, you know, we are obligated to be aware of some of the things that cause people to do their healing. Let's give some of them before I close here. You know, so yeah, we are obedient and such when God does something for us and heal us, we don't fall into that error and so on. Number one, do not continue begin to exercise your dominion of any kind of a fault or sin. Amen. I mean, so now of course, as God's children, we don't sin. He that is born of God sinneth not, right? That's what the Bible says, amen. He cannot sin because he has his seed in him, right? Now the Bible says, you know, and we know what that means to us. John chapter 1 John 1 and 2 tell us his story about that. That's just a paraphrasing and so on. He says, sinneth not. You see? So that's what I'm saying. But, you know, so if anything happens to us, if I blow it, if I miss it, like they always said, in the glorified form, you know, then we just make it right. Know this is what I think. I call it balancing my spiritual account every night, amen? Praise the Lord. When you look at your spiritual account at the end of the day, where am I at? If there's any fault, clear it, amen? So because then the devil will have no opportunity to come and accuse you of anything, amen? Praise the Lord. Don't drag anything, you know? So that's what I'm trying to say there and so on. You know, so let's go. Do not fail to testify of your deliverance People will think you are bragging. We are bragging on Jesus, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah? With the heart, man believes it. You know, unto righteousness. Which heart, I mean, my confession is made unto salvation. Don't be, like I said, I was testifying this morning. So do not fail to testify of your deliverance. Many, after they have received a glorious healing, have faith to giving God glory. The individual is under obligation. See, I'm calling our divine healing obligation, right? We are under obligation. First of all, to tell others, no, that we are healed and we are giving glory to God. See? Now, don't forget the 9 lepers. The Lord brought this point out. You see? In not testifying, giving glory to God. Right? The Lord brought the 10 lepers and so on. One, 10 cleansed. How is it that only one comes to give glory to God? So the Lord pay attention to these things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord will measure it if it's unimportant, right? So we must remember to give glory to God. You know, don't just take God bless and just run away with it and so not coming to back to give glory. Even testify to other people what God has done. See? So anyway, so and today, not so much among many Christians, but even you know, people are very, very they don't appreciate what God has done, but we thank God here and so on, many other God's children. They tell us to give glory to God, and that's what we should be doing and so on. You know? We are in the age of ingratitude. I shouldn't fall into that kind of a trap. Always going back to God to give glory to Him, you know, for what great thing He has done. You know, in this world, one of the first steps in apostasy of the world is described in Romans 1:21. What was it? You know, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. See, we must always be thankful for whatever the Lord has done for us. So let us know to keep not only healing, but all that God has given unto us. Now, again, you know, there was a man in Mark chapter 5. That man in the catacombs and so on. The man that was bound with chains, you know, no chains can hold it, just break it, you know, and so on. The madman of Gadara, right? They called him and so on, and that, you know. When the Lord came and delivered him and so, the Lord is so wonderful and so, the Lord crossed that lake just for that man only, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, his compassion is deliver him and so. When the man was delivered, he had to go and follow the Lord, right? Here's what the Lord told him in verse in Mark the 5th chapter, and you know, he said well, he said go and tell your go home to thy friends. And tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee and has compassion on thee. Even just to come and follow me, just go and testify, amen. And tell what great things God has done. So that we know we are doing this here, but just talking. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let us continue doing the right thing and so on. Giving glory to Him and so on. They don't put importance to it and so on. Now another thing we should do is this. Do not overdo or exhaust yourself. Especially when you are coming from healing and so on, that you know, or any other time really, you see, do not exhaust your strength.
Mm-hmm.
So when healed, one has a new found strength, right? We all know that, you know. But this is not to be used in vain show. We are to use wisdom after being gloriously healed. Remember that even a well man, if he exhausts his strength, may succumb to an affliction which takes advantage of his weakness. How much more a person whose strength has not been built and been built up, we need to take good care of his body. That word good care is very important. You are the custodian of this your body. See? And God hold you, I mean, to you that you have to take care of it. You know, you are the caretaker. We must pay more attention to our body, what we eat, what we drink, very, very important. You see? So that's a different subject really. But we must take care of our bodies, you know. Well, does this mean that we are going to be pampering ourselves when we are hit and you can't do anything? And no. Not pampering like a baby. No, that's what we're talking about here. Indeed, day by day, we should take new ground for the devil, you know? As we recover, day by day, take new ground for the devil and for the enemy. And as we praise the Lord and serve Him. So gain new ground for the enemy as you recover your strength, amen?
Amen.
So praise the Lord, you know. So don't let him, that's how you should be with us and all that, you know. And so we see that one right there. So we cannot overemphasize this morning that the fact that Some lose their healing simply because they do not take proper care of their bodies. When the liver comes, when they are healed and so on, if you have been healed or something, take care of your diet, take care of, I don't want to go to that area, but generally taking care of our body is very, very important. Dieting. In our age, I will call it exercising. Where I know that scripture, physical something, profited me to life, I say the day to two. Amen? I will add it to all I have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Physical exercise. This is the age of the automobile, right? In the last day, you will walk long distances, right? And walking is the king of exercise, they say. Walking is the king of exercise. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Can't go to the gym, no problem. You know, walking is free, right? Praise the Lord. So they walk long distances. So don't forget that we part of taking care of our body and soul. Now, one more thing. Do not fail to recognize your healing. So when you are, don't fail to recognize, you have been healed, right? Don't fail to recognize it and so that you know. How can that happen? Well, sometimes, after prayer has been made, the part of the body that was diseased there, they want to pour out the poisons in it and so that, you know. And in that process, it will become more painful. See what I'm saying? Yeah, become more painful. When you have been prayed for, the body is killing and so on, you want to eject from the cell some of the poisons in there, and you feel so horrible. You feel so whatever. Just that you are not healed. So know that you have been healed. You know, always recognize by the word of God that you are healed and so on. And we know what inside of the Bible, what I'm talking about now. There was this man his son was epileptic or something like that, you know. So and they brought him to the Lord for healing and so on. So and when after the healing, the Bible said that when the devil was cast out, the Bible said the devil just was so mad and tore him, and the boy fell down as if he was dead, right? See? What I'm saying, you may feel horrible. Even when you have been prayed for, that doesn't mean that you are not healed, amen?
Mm-hmm.
It could be the body recuperating and something like that, you know, throwing away the things that are in that doesn't belong to India. So recognize your healing and don't let anything, disturb you and start to say that you are not healed and something like that, you know. So, what else can I put here? Now, I want to read that point in Mark 9:26. And the spirit cried and rent himself, meaning the boy, and came out of him, see? And he was as one dead, in so much that many said, he is dead, you see? So he felt so bad after deliverance and so on. So that you are feeling one horrible thing when God has healed, doesn't mean that you are not healed, amen? So hold on to the word of God.
Amen.
Now, when people put their faith in an immediate manifestation of healing, and then when the slightest unfavorable symptoms develop, they lose all confidence. It ought not to be so. These are the things to watch for when God has healed us, amen? So you see, but if faith is based upon the word of God, symptoms may come and go. Make no difference, brethren. But the deliverance will be wrought, for God's word, when it is trusted, can never fail, amen? We just stand on the word of God. Symptoms will come and go, but eventually it will go and never return again, amen? As you stand your ground, amen? Praise the Lord. So we are talking about our divine healing obligations. You know, we are obligated. This is your part. God has done his part. I have healed you. Since our listening, it doesn't make any difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, keep your eyes above all things on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on your symptoms. Amen. Not on my symptoms. Praise the Lord. These are the most discouraging elements of healing, isn't it? You know, keep your eye on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on your symptoms. So now, washing and noting your complaint will result in wavering faith. You know that? Our prayer must be made in unwavering faith. We are told in the book of James chapter 1 verse 6, but let him ask in faith, right? Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he will receive anything from the Lord. So we all know Peter's story. You know, he was walking upon the sea And the Lord, Lord, can I come? Lord, if it is you, can I come? Don't say come. Always encourage us. Come, you can do it. It has believers on me. The what that I do, shall I do also, right? People back then, come, you can walk on water. And he was walking on water truly. When he see the wind billowing and the waves and so on, got his eyes up of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right there and then begin to sink, right? But thank God the man has spiritual memory. Peter said, well, Lord save me, amen. At that time, wasn't saved by his faith anymore, was saved by the faith of Christ, amen. So when we let us keep our eye upon the word of God, where our healing came from, or whatever we are wanting for the Lord came from. So our security is in God. You know, for the body, and for our spirit, and for our soul, and you know, not in past experiences, but in a continued trust in God, amen? Constantly trusting the Lord. You know, that is the secret of it as well. We may note in passing that, anyway, so that's one more thing I want to say before I close. I can't even say one more thing. Now, so do not fail to confess your healing. That power, we talk about confession here all the time. If I ask you how you are feeling, people always ask you, right? You ask, brother, how are you doing? What do you do? Since you already know that you are healed, right? I don't care about the symptoms. I don't care about any other thing. I know in me. Brother was saying that he just knew in himself, right? And he said, just know it by the word of God, right? Then you can tell people what you know, right? See? So they ask you, say, well, tell them, you are healed according to the word of God, amen? Mm-hmm. Never confess to them that you feel bad or that nothing has happened. Don't do that ever. That is actually testifying about the works of the devil, isn't it? Remember, you are seen through what? The eye of faith. You are seen through the sixth sense, right? That's what you are walking in when you receive the healing from the Lord, right? Or anything from the Lord, as you know. You believe and say it because God says so. That says to you forever, yeah? I can say it because God says so. Even if it's the word of God, right? By whose side? I was healed. You know? This bold confession will further strengthen your faith. A negative confession will weaken your faith and serve to neutralize your prayer. Now, there's something about confession that I've learned, that I've been reading many, you know, Pentecostal leaders and so on that I've read and so on that, you know. The thing is this, if you are confessing some positive things, keep on confessing the positive, the word of God, right? If you confess anything negative, it will neutralize what you already possess, right? If I say I'm healed today, and then tomorrow, oh, I'm feeling so bad and so on, you know, you have negated something, right? Be consistent. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not only on healing, but anything. If you are looking for finances, God will supply all my needs, right? That's what you are complaining to somebody and so of your want and your need. You are negating what you are believing God for. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us be consistent, you know. So God is faithful. God is true. So, and so, now, of course, you know, do not fail to meditate upon the word and the promises of God. You see, meditate constantly on the promises upon which you base what you are looking for God for, whether it is healing or finances or whatever it might be, you know. There must always be a scripture, right? That's because that's the way to really keep faith, right? So that way, when doubt comes, you go to that scripture, you know, you tell the devil it is written, right? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to take his hike. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. See? Now, see yourself with what you have asked for and make plans accordingly as if it were already in reality. Yeah, faith breaks into reality for you. And Bible says the evidence of things not seen, right? See that what faith is all about. Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of not seen. And so that is faith, right? Let every thought and desire affirm that you have what you ask for. Let you affirm that you have what you ask for. Never permit a mental picture of a failure to be in your mind. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, we permit that one, so, you know. So, and these are tested truths, you know, that the Lord, you know, has given to us. So, and in all we do, you know. So again, I think I'm going to shorten it up right here. So let us confess what has given to us, do all these obligations and so on, and we know whether it's for our healing,
whether it is for whatever we want from God, it shall be done for us, our divine healing obligation. So the Lord has done it, just accept it, and even you go about to do what you cannot do before, amen. Praise the Lord. I said you go about doing, when you believe I will be healed, you go about doing what you can't do before. That's how, even look at the temple, in the early ministry. The man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand, right? Have you said, oh, I can't stretch forth my hand, then we never be stretching that, right? In Joshua chapter 5, that man who had been there for a long time, 38 years, right? Take your bed, right? You know, and rise and go home. Have you said, no, I can't take my bed? You see what I'm saying? So anyway, so begin to do what you can't do before, you know, as you have received the healing from the Lord. So this is our own obligation. The Lord gave the command, right? Then we just obey it. The same thing to wait and some that, you know, you see, before you know it, your body will cooperate with the word of God, amen?
Amen.
Because you are willing. And your body will cooperate. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all tempted in this area, and but faith is the victory. And we have the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Thank you, Lord God, for having healed us, Lord, 2,000 years ago, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just accept them, Lord, and practicing the scripture in the name of the Lord. Lord Father God, and the Bible say, Lord, we see the devil and he will flee from us and so forth, you know. And Lord, you know, we overcome him too. See, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, the word of our confession, confessing the word of God, very, very powerful and important. With the heart man believe it. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation and possession of whatever we have or we are needing from the Lord. So we thank you for the revelation of these things to us at the end of time, you know, to make us to be more than conquerors. Not just conquerors now, we are more than conquerors through you that love us. Lord, we worship and adore you, Lord. As we go and meditate upon these things, Lord, let it sink down to our spirit, and day by day we walk in victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.